cares about this garbage?
Filming for the new Bill and Ted movie has begun after getting the green light back in 2018, and it is confirmed that Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter will reprise their roles as the time-traveling slackers. According to EW, the now middle-aged best friends set out on a new adventure when a visitor from the future warns them that only their song can save a life as we know it and bring harmony to the universe. Along the way, they'll be helped by their families, old friends, and new music legends. Reeves appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and said the new movie is full of cameos from numerous rock stars and said it's a lot of pressure. They've got families now, but they're trying to write this song to save the world. The future comes to them and says you have to save the universe and you have to write this song in like 80 minutes. And it is set to release on August 1st, 2020.
Have you seen the first one? It was definitely before your time, like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, it was definitely before my time, but I've heard of that movie like 8 billion times.
But have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
You need to check it out. It's old, but I think you'd like it, especially I'm looking forward to the new one coming out.
I know, and I'm obsessed with Keanu Reeves right now. So.
Then you're going to like it.
Yeah. Carrie Underwood remembers shows that she used to put on for the 4th of July that weren't quite as impressive as the stadium tours that she sells out now, but still kind of impressive for a kid.
This report is sponsored by Tom Wood Automotive Group.
Oh, sorry, I think you put the traffic in there.
Oh
no. I'm sorry. I don't know what Carrie else is going to say. All I have is a traffic report right there.
That's
hey,
okay.
It's Carrie, y'all. Back in the day,
so
I
basically,
used to do small shows.
She said that she remembers like the day before the 4th of July going with her dad to like a market to buy a ton of fireworks because she knew that's how she could draw people in.
Oh, her dad was a pyro guy?
Before the fireworks would start, she would do her little performance. So
okay.
I think that's super cute. Johnny Depp's legal team has sent a subpoena to James Franco to testify in the ongoing legal battle between Depp and his estranged wife, Amber Heard. Franco is being asked to testify after he was seen on video with Heard inside an elevator at Depp's Los Angeles apartment building. Franco went to see Heard on May 21st, 2016, which is the day after Heard claimed her husband attacked her and left her bloodied and bruised. Depp's lawyers now want Franco to testify about his visit with Heard to reveal if the actress had any visible injuries to her face and body. Depp has denied the allegations he attacked Heard. Taylor Swift's attorney, Don Passman, says the singer has never given the chance to purchase her masters. And Scooter's company, Ichaka Holdings, purchased Big Machine label, and that included Taylor's masters recording for $300 million on June 30th. So Passman said Taylor was not given any chance to purchase the masters with a check in the way he is now letting other people. Swift has since accused Scooter of incessant manipulative bullying. Taylor said the only option she was given was to sign back up to Big Machine Records and earn one album back at a time for every new one she turned in. So I guess like people are starting to say that she was offered a deal to buy them back, but her lawyer saying she was never given any sort of offer like that. It's so hard to know what's true in this story and what's not because we keep hearing things from both sides that keep getting debunked.
Yeah, and I'm wondering too, like I haven't heard nobody else because it's not just Taylor Swift's music, like everything under that record label, like all there's multiple artists that actually have their music now owned by Scooter Braun's company and nobody else has said anything. So I wonder if it's just Taylor had a bad experience with all that or if everybody else is holding back.
She knew that Big Machine Records, she knew that they owned her music. So I'm a little confused why she's like so shocked because she was fully aware of that. That was a contract she signed. Like a lot of times with like record labels and not even record labels, with a ton of media companies, anything that you make creatively, you're label, your company owns that.
Yeah, well, you know that.
You sign that contract.
You can be an independent artist, but you're not going to get the exposure like that she got.
Exactly.
And that's like when you make the deal with the devil, it's like,
exactly.
Well, do you want the exposure and all that? Because would we even know who she is if she wasn't on that record label?
Right, exactly. So this story is just so bonkers. It just keeps getting like more and more twisted and crazy and who to believe. I don't know. It's crazy. But coming up in the next garbage, big, big news from Travis Scott.
All right. Thank you so much. That's the garbage with Liv here on Radio Now.